This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, October 26th. God's word for you today is by hand. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12, and it says, He gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched the skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases and evil spirits were expelled. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 says, I will write my laws into their minds so that they will always know my will, and I will put my laws in their hearts so that they will want to obey them. When the finger of God begins to write in your heart, all of a sudden you begin to know the things that give God pleasure. You begin to know the things that delight God. The truth is, you know the way Jesus could say, If I by the finger of God, and you know how by the grace of God, Christians can cast out demon spirits. Tell them to get out in the name of Jesus, and they go by the finger of God. That can only happen if the finger of God has first worked in you, has first written in you. So the finger of God must work in you before it can work through you. In the same Acts chapter 19, the seven sons of Sceva, after seeing the unusual miracles God was doing through Paul, tried to replicate it. Acts chapter 19 verse 15 says, But one time when they tried it, the evil spirits replied, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? In other words, we can see the writings of the finger of God in Jesus and Paul, but we cannot see any finger that has written in you. Today, in the name of Jesus, the finger of God will write in you, and everyone who is not sure will be sure. The finger of God will write in you. The finger of God does unmistakable things, unique things, and because of the finger of God in your life will be unique. Your business ideas will stand out. Your level of creativity will go to another level, and you will be above only and never beneath in the name of Jesus. The slap of God can be tricky because it comes in different ways. There is a slap that resets, the slap that bends the jaw, and the one that is front hand and back hand. That one brings out the teeth. It is in the Bible, and I will show it to you. Acts chapter 23 verse 3 says, Paul shot back. God will slap you down. What a fake you are. You sit there and judge me. You must respond to everyone who attacks you. Well, that was the way we were trained. You have to respond. Everyone who sits and judges you and me, God will slap them. And guess what? This is in the New Testament. This kind of slap is a reset slap. Ananias did not know what happened, and because of that, he did nothing about it. History tells us that a few years later, Ananias was destroyed. But Paul was a man of God. He spoke the word. Let us pray. Father, as the finger of God works in me and through me, let everyone who sits in judgment over me receive a slap by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.